This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, hello. It's Doug Jen and Victoria. Victoria. It's also Wednesday.
Is that your version of the Kinks song?
No, I hadn't even thought about that. That's, yeah.
It's the only song my name fits in.
Kara, see if you can find a copy of that, will you please? We'll celebrate, along with celebrating Wednesday and the good news of the day. These floods in Louisiana left thousands and thousands of people displaced. No homes. Water levels have risen. Some areas they've stayed the same. A lot of people forced to sleep in shelters all around Louisiana. Relief trying to assess the situation. But in the midst of all of this mess, all of the loss, all the chaos, there have been hundreds of stories of wonderful people who devote their time, their money, their resources to help the people who need help. Some people have donated a large amount of money. Others have saved lives and taken seriously the charge of being a good neighbor. One couple helped out an entire shelter of people by providing them with a bit of food, fun, comfort. They had a barbecue for them. That's kind of cool.
It's a big barbecue.
Well, they spent the entire day making smoked meat and feeding it to flood victims. The husband and wife team, or no, they're sisters, I guess, right?
Husband and wife, yeah.
Kristen and Amanda Dornhorst spent $1,800 to prepare this meal for everybody at Celtic Media Center, which has become a giant shelter for many of the victims in the heart of the storm. They started with a trip to Sam's Club, bought a lot of chicken, a lot of hot dogs, sausage, brisket, and then they attached a sizable smoker to the back of their truck and went to the shelter where all these people were in need. They served barbecue all day long. And they cooked a lot of smaller things on the grill. 108 pounds of brisket on the smoker.
Wow.
Imagine the odor.
Smelled delicious.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah. All this bringing people together, talking about their circumstances. And this is these people are a great lesson. We can find stories like this every day around America. People who've shown other people how much they care. That's what Americans do. That's what we're about, I believe we are.
I think we're good at a time of need. Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to people talk, and you know, one of the big, I mean, obviously there's a lot of political criticisms that come in the days and weeks after stuff like this. There was not enough help.
More government! Where was the government? Why weren't they here to help us? We can't do it on our own.
Hey, and in some cases, it's right. Why wasn't the government there to help with disaster? But one of the stories, or one of the people I thought encapsulated it so nicely and said, without the government here, we were able to help each other. And they would get neighbors, would get in boats and go and rescue other people. I mean, the stories, I always say, out of disaster breeds heroism. And you could just, it's kind of cool to hear these stories about people helping people, you know? I mean,
It gives
you hope, because so often we just sort of live in our own little bubble. It's nice to know that people are still out there watching out for each other.
We certainly do live in a bubble, no question about that. You can contribute to the bubble by commenting on our issues, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Yesterday we were talking about that fellow who was upset, and now his lawyer is filing suit against, I think it's the state of Ohio, The lethal injection failed, and they want to put him to death using the same thing. And his lawyer says, nope, it's cruel and unusual. Here's listener Carl, who is an ER nurse. He says needles are not that painful. Sorry, especially if the person knows they're going to get a pain shot. Well, I think there's probably...
That's true, because they do numb you down first before they give you the lethal injection.
Or whatever they do. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. Yesterday we were talking about Sting's brain scan. This is from Jerry Bloomberg, who said, my husband is a musician, trumpet player, and composer. When you talk about his brain, he listens to music in a whole different way than I do. He listens to the why or how of the motif of the music, the changes that are chosen, the harmony, the melody, the key changes, each part of the line. Sometimes it makes it unenjoyable for him, especially if those performing are not very good technically. What I find in thinking about the brain and how it works, you know, it's one of the things that fascinates me. How do we measure brain waves and what's really going on in your brain? And I've talked dozens and dozens of times about the folks at Cerascan in Denver who do this for the NFL, they do it for the Army, they do it for citizens, and they found a lot of things that are different about a musician's brain, shall we say, from somebody who would be a good welder or a mechanic. And then there are those who have exposure to different things where at a young age our brains are being put together. When you're born, your brain is not completely functional. That's why you need all the help that you do. And it just is, it seems that one of the things I worry about, I'm told that those babies that are born prematurely, the biggest problem or the biggest concern isn't necessarily all the development of the internal organs, but whether the crown over your brain has been completed. Because that seems to be the last thing your skull, your brain is exposed in the womb, and the, as the cover, if you put your hands on your head right now, on the crown of your head, you'll feel that line across the top of your skull that's right in the middle of your skull. That's really where the brain has grown together. As in the womb, your brain is the last part of your body to be covered. The skin covers the rest of your body, but the brain bones, that's really what it is, your cranial, is the last to form protection over the brain. That's why, it's so marvelous to understand how the body works. If you don't think there's a God, by heavens, the brain is covered first before the skull goes over it. It has a membrane that grows over to protect it in the womb. And that membrane stays there. You learn about that later on if you're fortunate enough to have some kind of biology courses that haven't been eliminated from public school. You learn how your brain works, you learn how your body works, and that crown is the last thing that gets there. So your brain is pretty exposed, and when you come out, a lot of the things that are that make your brain work later on, the synapses of your brain, haven't been all connected. That's why I say most of the research you look at, if you're exposing your child to television or to computer screens or whatever before they're three, you're just basically assigning them not a death sentence, but you're corrupting their brain for the rest of their lives. And in the case of people like Mozart and Bach and Beethoven, these people who have the ability at 4 and 5 and 6 years of age to be able to compose music. What is that all about? That is out of this world stuff. And the thing that when we were talking about Sting's brain, any musician, anybody who's good at what he or she does, you'll find your brain operates a little bit differently. That's what I found out from my experience at Cerascan. So think about what you do for a living. Think about what you do in your life. Think about your interests. Are you a good fisherman? If you're a fisherman, your brain works differently than if you're a good baseball player. Things like that. There's a different sort of, we have, that's what makes it so fascinating, the human condition, and all humans are so different. We talk about our DNA and the Genome Project and things like that. But we are so unique, all of us. And we ought to celebrate that. I think that's one of the things that brings me together with Jennifer and Victoria so well every day. We all have unique perspectives on what's going on. And that comes from how we were raised, how we came out of the womb, what we were exposed to, and then, you know, what we have done with our brains since then. And that's why there's a problem with so many young kids now, because their brains are not being developed because they depend on these damn devices. There's no brain development going with, you got to stimulate. It's like a muscle. When you stimulate your muscles, they get stronger and bigger. If you don't stimulate them, they atrophy. And the same is true. And by the way, you look at kids today, I'm in better shape than most of the kids that I see in the gym that are 15, 20 years old, 25 years old.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
And it's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked about millennials having very weak handshakes.
Yeah.
And not being everything's
weak.
Physically, yeah, not being as physically strong as, you know, even Generation X or Y.
Yep. All right. So anyway, that was the point. Here's one other comment that came that I wanted to highlight. Twitter at Good Day Show from yesterday. Ronald Reagan was a discussion topic. This is from John Barclay. He said, it was little advertised that Reagan was a libertarian or considered himself libertarian and thought that's how he got R's and D's to deal with. In other words, yesterday I was talking about how Reagan loved to make deals as a Republican with the Democrats. He loved the other Irish politicians, whether they were Democrats or Republicans. And Tip O'Neill and John, not John Kennedy, but Teddy Kennedy, became a part of that club, part of that group, and they got stuff done. So where are they now? Who do we have that's going to get along with Hillary? Or with the Trump? If I think Obama has been a nightmare when it came to actually getting along. He was very inflexible. I think the last flexible president we had was Bill Clinton. Bush
demonstrated. He was very flexible if he had known what I mean.
Did you see that the Clinton took $17 million from this for-profit college? Did you see that? Meanwhile, Hillary is blasting for-profit colleges, but Bill Clinton took $17 million from, I think it's called Laureate Education, Laureate.
As a guest speaker, wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is part of what's going on, what voters are weighing right now. I mean, for some people, it's just sort of, they go, well, it's kind of baked in. All right, we expect this kind of behavior from the Clintons. We'll go ahead and hold our nose and vote anyway. But when you really think about all the stuff that they've done, it's, you could write several books.
Yeah. Well, it's just another way of using. What do you think Barack Obama is going to do? Any president? Well, the Bushes didn't need you because they had plenty of dough.
The thing is that after you're the president, I don't care what you do necessarily. The problem is when you want to run again, and or you become head of the State Department and you put up like a for sale sign on America, on the secrets, on our national security. I mean, the fact that Hillary Clinton negotiated a deal to sell uranium to the Russians and military technology to the Russians because it benefited donors to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, that's the stuff. I mean, look, Bill Clinton wanting to give speeches all day long, go for it. You're the past president. You can capitalize on it. But when you have a wife with political aspirations, that makes it really tough.
All right. Food for thought from Jen Jen, 20 after the hour.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I've overheard your theory, nostalgia speaks. I guess, sir, if you say so, some of us would like to read. 1 second.
Well, 23 and change at the hour here. Here's Lady Gaga. Where do we find out her real name was? What, Stephanie something or other? What's your real name? What is it?
Stephanie Germanotta.
Germanotta, that's it, okay. A.K.A. Lady Gaga. A few artists who can reach number one on the real-time Billboard and Twitter trending 140 chart without actually releasing a song, but Gaga has done it. A lady has the distinction after she announced on social media that the first single off her new album will be called Perfect Illusion. The song isn't going to be released till next month. But that hasn't stopped her fans, called Little Monsters, from going wild with anticipation. So it's now been confirmed that Mark Ronson, who is the producer for Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk, produced this single. Says one of his favorite things he ever worked on. He says, quote, "I went in on the first day with very open expectations. I knew she was very talented. I'd seen her perform and knew how seriously she takes her music. She's really a musician at heart and is happiest when she's sitting behind the piano yelling out some chord changes to the drummer or to another band member." Back to what I said a few minutes ago about your brain.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think her brain functions?
And she, I would love people to see that scan.
But she also said she smokes a joint every time she is trying to get creative. That's what gets her into the creative zone.
Huh.
So one of my favorite records to work on, so says Mr. Ronson. I think it's just really good music, probably a record for people who might not have realized that her music had something in it for them. I think Gaga's got something for a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. Her voice is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, there are just people who know how to make hits, and I'm going to put in that category Taylor Swift, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Definitely Lady Gaga knows how to make a hit.
The hits just keep on coming. All right. Okay, so that's the Gaga story. Here's a story. This is very interesting. Neil Young has been focused on a couple of different stories today. His annual Bridge School benefit concert returns this year to celebrate his 30th year. Metallica is going to be there. Roger Waters, My Morning Jacket. This is an all-acoustic nonprofit charity event organized every year by Neil and Peggy Young. It'll be October 22nd, 23rd at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. It might be an interesting take, Jen. Mountain View is up almost. Is it almost into Oregon? Am I in the right place?
You know, I always try to figure out. I don't know where Mountain View is, actually. I see that they have great concerts there, and for some reason it sticks in my brain that it's like up by Lake Elsinore.
Yeah, okay. He's going to do Farm Aid again this year like he usually does. This performance at the Bridge School Benefit will have, let's see here, Promise of the Real, Dave Matthews Band, Willie Nelson, Nora Jones, Cage the Elephant, the E Street Band guitar, Niels Lofgren will be there. I think Lofgren and Young have been friends for years and years and years. This concert raises money for the Bridge School nonprofit, which helps children with severe speech and physical impairments. I believe he had, what, he had polio when he was a kid? Isn't that, don't I remember
he had
that?
Polio, yeah, and his son is nonverbal with cerebral palsy, and then they had a second son who's also nonverbal with a different, and that's what made them start the Bridge School.
Well, his wife started this in 1987, money raised from the first concert after she was not able to find a suitable school placement for the two children that you're talking about. Last year's concert included performances from Young and Lofgren and the Dixie Chicks. Ryan Adams was there. Sheryl Crow. Gary Clark Jr. So the tickets will go on sale, I think, next Monday for this, the Bridge School Benefit. Should you be interested in taking that in?
I always buy these, but I'd love to go and see it in person.
Yeah, just to support them, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people will say, you know, dogs are so different than cats. When you go into someone's home and they have a dog, the dog comes a running and is glad to see you. But yet if you walk into someone's house and they have cats, very often the cats will run and hide in another room. Is this a species problem? No, it's a guardian problem. For example, over the years, I've had hundreds of cats and hundreds of dogs. I take the time to make sure when a new pet comes into my house, even more important than training is socializing. I expose the dog or cat to all different types of people, all different types of noises, and other animals. It can make all the difference in the world. Cats don't want to run away. They don't want to hide. If you take the time to socialize them and let them know that the world is really not that scary a place, their entire life will change. You know what? Your relationship with your cat will be better than ever. So if you have a cat that's running away, spend time socializing. You'll start finding out that the two of you will real soon become best friends. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Switching to the CVS Pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS Pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS Pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead. Switch to easy. Visit a CVS Pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the air, focusing on the 6.2% I just had three cherries in my mouth at the same time.
That is really, thank you for sharing
juice.
That.
cherry juice is sticky in your mouth, never mind on your hands.
Okay, okay.
What? What's the matter with you? 6.2 magnitude earthquake.
Sticky in your mouth.
In central Italy, 20 people have been killed, more are missing. So, Jennifer, from the point of view of the Northridge earthquake, we always go back to that because that was your experience. It was 84, 86. Can't remember in there.
It was in 94.
Was it 94? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it was when you were just a kid.
Yes.
But you remember how much was completely destroyed of that area. The tremors were felt all the way to Rome with this one. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is now leaning the other way. That's how bad this was. That was a funny, folks. The rescue effort is... Nobody laughed at that.
I did. I thought it was cute. I gave it a giggle.
Did
yeah.
You gave it a giggle?
I gave it a giggle. I giggled in my mind. Doesn't that
did
count?
Landslides. That's the big thing. Some of the mountains. This is one of the most beautiful areas. I remember going into this area. It's sort of north and east of Rome, up toward the Adriatic. There's a town called, I think it's Perdu or Perdas. I have to remember. It just quaint, perfect Italian.
Perdue is in Indiana, isn't it?
Well, maybe.
Maybe you got confused. Indiana, Italy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's so much to compare. And Michael Pence's real name is not Michael Pence. It's Penske.
There you go. Really?
Yeah. No. Anyway.
I was going to say, wouldn't that make him very wealthy?
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's S-K-E, not S-K-I.
No, I know. I know. Mm.
Okay, we're getting lost here, and it's...
The earthquake. You were talking about the earthquake and how it compared to the Northridge earthquake.
I just think that gives people a reference as much as...
It does, and look, I was reading before I went to sleep last night, I was reading about these reports, and this mayor from this Italian town, and I'm forgetting which one, said, this is unbelievable. He said, our town just disappeared.
Amatrice.
He said, our town just disappeared. He said, we have all these people just buried under the rubble, and I can kind of equate... A little bit. I mean, I definitely relate, but I can equate that freeways crumbled here, and this is modern architecture. So in California, in Northridge, my school, I actually was displaced. My whole school basically was uninhabitable. We had to move to the seminary across the street. Freeways collapsed. I mean, there was such a huge amount of damage. My friend who lived in Northridge at the time, we went to high school together. She was actually sucked into her waterbed. Imagine that.
Whoa.
She had a waterbed, and it just completely sucked her into the center of it. Her parents had to come and get her.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
my waterbed. Oh,
seriously.
My gosh.
I mean, you think about that. You go, wait a second. Maybe I don't want that waterbed mattress anymore. But these are all, you know, it's things that are in my mind, and I think this is modern, relatively new architecture. When you are in Italy, this is stuff that has been there forever and ever and ever.
It goes back to the Roman Empire.
Just, wow. I mean, what they're dealing with right now is tough. You know, and not only do you deal with the major earthquake and the shock of that and the post-traumatic stress that comes from that, but then you have the aftershocks that hit you for days and weeks and months after that keep your nerves on edge. It's just, it's hard.
Do they ever have, and I don't really know anything about earthquakes, but do they ever have a second large earthquake, or is it just more tremors
sometimes
in the aftermath?
Most
it's
of the
very
time.
Very unusual, but mostly it's the shocks. What's happening is the plate that covers the core of the earth, or the underbelly of the earth. And we're talking about maybe down 300-400 miles, and some of it is surface 3-4 miles down. It depends, but anywhere between 4 or 5, 6 miles down and then to a couple of 100 miles down, the earth is changing. The surface of the earth is changing all the time. Look at some of the old maps, the artist's renderings of what the earth looked like 2 billion years ago when Africa, the continent of Africa, and South America were one and the same. And in those billions of years, they've separated so that from tip to tip, there's about 1,450 miles from the furthest land east in South America to the first touch of land in, I think, Morocco on the west coast of Africa. But they were one, and the plates of the planet just keep changing, and that's what brings about the earthquakes. As things change, the earth is adapting to what's going on. The center of the earth is like 900 jillion million degrees or something. The core is so hot, and it keeps bubbling, it keeps cooking what is under the surface, and with that cooking comes a change. And sooner or later, you have a volcano, which is one way of it presenting itself, or you got an earthquake, which is basically the same event, only there's nothing hot coming to the surface. It's staying under the surface and causing these plates to move around. It's fascinating to understand how the planet works, but that's how it works. That's why we have all this change, and that's why you can expect anything to happen any place. If it wouldn't expect, you know, I was talking about earlier, Jen, the New Madrid Fault that goes from St. Louis up the Ohio River Valley and across to New York. And if that were, you know, that's as much of a fault as San Andreas.
Yeah, and actually sometimes more damaging because here, where the San Andreas Fault is, we sort of expect, we build for earthquakes, and people in other parts of the country don't really think it through so much.
Nope, don't think it at all. Okay, let's, speaking of thinking things, the issue with EpiPens. Congress has asked the feds to look into Mylan, M-Y-L-A-N, which is the pharmaceutical company that makes these EpiPens, which used to cost a couple of years ago $100, and now they're $600. And the comments that have come in social media, that's what prompted me. I was looking at one of the people that I follow on Facebook, and there's this whole story of the CEO, Heather Bresch, getting an $18 million bonus. The EpiPen, it cost them $1. $1 to make one of these EpiPens. So you understand how much they were making when they sold a two-pack for $100. Now they sell two packs for $600. And so is this is what gives the public the ammunition to go after, in their own minds, the people who are making a lot of money without really doing a lot. Now, if you're really smart and you create something like I use Mark Cuban as an example, and Elon Musk and some of these other people that really have their own creative genius, and through that they've created wealth on their own. They didn't have to go anywhere. They don't have to be paid. They created what they have, and they deserve every penny that they get. And I'm not saying these people don't deserve it. That wouldn't be fair. But don't make it look so damn obvious.
Well, it's like, who was that guy who was maligned completely in the press, and deservedly so? The guy who raised all the cancer medicine by like 400% markup. Remember that guy?
Yeah, that was a couple of months ago. Yeah,
right.
A couple months ago.
It was 700%, not even 400, it was 700. Yeah, and then he went to jail for something.
Yeah, I think
that
Martin
was not really...
Shkreli? Martin Shkreli? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's the culprit. Yep.
Right. But these are the people
the
CEOs that do a good job and they deserve to be paid a bad name. Mm-hmm. It's, you do it in some quiet way, or you don't do it at all. These people who, you look at these stories and you realize how important EpiPens are to people. And so
and that's why they can mark them up, because they are necessary. And, you know, it's really easy for us, you know, in our brains to go, well, medicine is tied to morality. Medicine is tied to people doing the right thing and improving the world. But for many people that are in the medical business, it's just a business. They don't care about the morality of it, you know, and that's the
sticky
disconnect.
This is a 671% pay increase for Heather Bresch over last year. And so, hello. But that's just, they're nuts, these people, to do that way. It's just not right. It doesn't feel good.
And with more and more kids having food allergies, peanut allergies.
Yeah, that's what this stuff
and
deals
all
with.
Of the, yeah, and,
yeah,
and
severe breathing issues.
I'm allergic to bee stings, but Monsanto killed all the bees, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. But, you know, I mean, there are so many kids with so many different types.
There are bees that have survived, yeah. One of them survived.
That's good.
It got me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a comment.
I'm not happy you got stung. That's not
a Facebook comment from Nicolette says, glad, referencing Ms. Bresch, she can sleep at night. Hope she never has any of these serious breathing issues that I have in my family. Mm-hmm. Karma can be rough. Yeah? So, anyway, the insurance, I don't know how the insurance takes care of this. Is there the insurance, if you have somebody that has this, is your insurance premium going to go up because this stuff costs so much? One would wonder. I don't know the answer.
That's a good question.
Question.
For sure.
44 past the hour. Television news. And what's on TV tonight up next here?
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get at the television news at 47 past the hour. Courtney Cox is being interviewed on Running Wild with Bear Grylls. I must tell you, I do not know who Bear Grylls is. But apparently this is a
reality star
show that's, well,
he's the British guy who's the survivalist. He's really impressive with the, he's climbed Everest multiple times.
So what gives him the chops to have an interview show?
Well, it's not an interview show. He takes celebrities out into the wild and they do a two-day trek.
He took the president even. He took Obama.
Really? Where did he take him?
I don't
Alaska.
Know.
They do.
Yeah, Alaska. That's right.
Uh-huh. So he took Courtney Cox out and she talks all about her split from her ex-husband, David Arquette, and she now has a new boyfriend named Johnny McDade, who's some kind of a rocker from Ireland.
Yeah, he's in Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol?
Yeah.
What's Snow Patrol?
It's an Irish band. You've probably heard some of those songs before.
Really?
Chasing
Snow
Cars.
Patrol. Okay, so she says to him, I've done things that I regret, and luckily there are things that dissolve and go away.
This is plastic surgery-wise that she's talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but she's trying to look younger, and now she doesn't worry about it, apparently.
Well, she used to look like she was constantly surprised to see you. I mean, she had that over-Botox look. Oh.
Yeah.
She had a really bad face, and she looked terrible. And her best friend is Jennifer Aniston, who, without naming names, said, I have some friends who won't stop injecting stuff into their faces, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's taking good care of her body. She always looks like she's been working out, and that's a good thing as you get older, for sure. But it's too bad when people mess themselves up. So is it straightening out, kind of? Is her face
looking
better?
She looks a little more normal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's settled down a little bit.
Dan Rather is interviewing Neil Young for his new show on Access TV, which is the big interview that comes from another cable channel. I don't remember which, but it's pretty much all musicians. Looks kind of fun. Starting September 13th, 8 p.m., and it's on Access TV, which is Mark Cuban's network. If you want to see some of the earlier interviews that he did that they brought over from the other network, you can start on September 10th at 8 in the morning to watch Rather converse with Frankie Valli or Merle Haggard or Gene Simmons, Loretta Lynn, that kind of stuff. So, good. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
Well, not a whole lot of new stuff tonight, Dougie, but a couple of things. Mr. Robot is new on USA Network, kind of a critically acclaimed show, and it starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Gomorrah on the Sundance Channel. 10 p.m. Eastern as well. And, you know, the Emmys are coming up. In early September, the Emmys award the best dramas and the best comedies on television. One of the best comedy nominees is Blackish. It airs on ABC tonight. You can check it out at 10:30 Eastern time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'd like to hear the lovely contrails of the musical dogs who bring us into a focus on your pets and the life and times of one Warren Eckstein, who is the author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. As America's leading animal expert, he has spent a lot of time training dogs and finding out what you need to know about your dog, et cetera, et cetera. So we have some extra time today because he's going to be with us this hour and next hour. Give you something to look forward to. You want to stick around a little bit. Warren Eckstein up next here.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Pet expert Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, which you can check out every weekend, broadcasting around the country to hundreds of radio stations. He's a very cool guy. I like to consider him a friend. I know he was Charlotte's friend, and he will be your pet's best friend just because of the extensive knowledge that he has. I don't know what attracted me to this. I was on Amazon last week, and I was looking for something, and because I've purchased books before about dogs and pets, this book came up called Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates. It's a book that was written by Gary Kurz, who has had the experience that all of us have had, losing a pet. But he offers a great deal of hope for those who have lost. When will I see? I saw a posting actually on Facebook, I think, Warren, a couple of weeks ago, suggesting that we all should understand what the Rainbow Bridge is, all of us who have creatures, and when we see them again. But this book is just cool.
It's important, especially, you know, a lot of children have questions about what happens to their pet when their pet passes away.
Oh, yeah. So
anything that helps explain. And I think the Rainbow Bridge was originally written to help children understand the concept of bridging one life towards another life. So I think any book that will help people get through it, because people are devastated when they lose their pets.
I had Meredith got me a couple of tapes when Charlotte died that I still listen to. And there's a book that I found also last year called A Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss, which focuses on whether you've got dogs or cats or horses or whatever your pet may be. It's very handy. So I would recommend both those books, Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates and The Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss. Both of them you can get on Amazon.
And one tip, Doug, that's real important for those people that are really having a difficult time getting through the loss of their pet, most humane organizations and rescue organizations do have grief counselors trained specifically to help people get through it.
Right. There's a posting on Facebook and other social media focusing on Canine Advantix, which has been used in place of Frontline. Apparently it's been used, and this particular woman writes about how her dog reacted to it. She had a 20-pound dog, and the dog got very sick, and they had to bring him to the vet and spent $1,000. I mean, what do you know? The effect of the kidneys. You know anything about this?
I've been hearing more and more about it. Many of my listeners were talking about it. The concept twofold. Number one, the dogs either reacted to it, or number two, there was no reaction and didn't help with the fleas. And some people are suggesting that the formulas, when you buy them at a pet store versus your veterinarian, the formulas may actually be different. So that's
really
something you need to take into consideration.
Right. This dog had to be on an IV for 48 hours. All kinds of stuff. Get the advice from your pet, because vet, because more often than not, the vets have done blood work and they'll know what your pet can assume or take. Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show at 59 past the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-09.